All right. So yeah, to start us off, I see on my agenda here that we have some announcements from James Schoening about personal data store for Aries Wallet. James, do you want to share that with us? Can you guys hear me?
Yep. Yes, now I can hear you. Sorry, I was on mute. This is Jim Schoening. Yes.
All right.
So where in the agenda did you want me to talk for just a few minutes?
Yeah, I think now we'll do perfectly just to start us off.
Okay, super.
Unless you prefer to hold it and see if.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, so this is the Hyperledger Identity Implementers Working Group. So I'm leading a new Linux Foundation group called the IAM Project. And we're doing a number of things, but the thing that's most relevant to this working group is we're building a personal data store. And if you're gonna implement identity, you know, credentials, things like that, a natural extension of that is to start providing the individual with a way to store their own data for many different purposes, many different use cases. So that's what we're focused on. And we do have an innovative claim, because there are lots of companies building personal data stores, but they seem to, you know, those who are, you know, do have some sort of common data model. You know, so our innovative claim is we're using standard ontologies. A number of people from our group come out of the ontology community, and we have recently standardized a top level ontology through the ISO standardization process. And we're also, we have a very mature mid-level ontology, and that is going through the standardization process now, not within ISO. We're working within IEEE this time. And then also we're planning to standardize what we call a My Data ontology. And yes, we are working with the My Data Global organization. And that's where a lot of the personal data store startups are members of. So that's what we're building. So we're looking for other, we're looking to collaborate with other organizations. So if anybody in this group is implementing identity, the question is, should you expand the scope of your project to include a personal data store for the individual also? And now I have been dealing with Char, and so she invited our group to do a demonstration, and I believe we will be ready within 2 weeks to do a demo. It depends on whether you have an open agenda time 2 weeks from now. If not, we could wait for 4 weeks or whenever you are ready for us. But I did say I'd say a few words today as sort of a, you know, introduction. Are there any questions in what I tried to explain?
Do you have any links to what your project, things we can look at, or?
Yeah, let me put that in the chat. We have a GitHub, and that'll pretty much tell you what we're doing. And we're doing a variety of things within our Linux group, but you know, this is the one topic that is relevant to this group. So I'll put that in the chat as soon as I'm done here.
Great, thank you.
That link. So thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing with us.
And let me just add that I did come to the meeting either 2 weeks or 4 weeks ago, and I met a young a man that was doing support work for British Columbia. He's a contractor supporting that on a identity project for that province. And the bottom line from that was their scope is very clear. It's identity. To expand it to a personal data store would be expanding the scope of a government program. And that's not an easy thing to do. And that's a valid response. So we are still looking for others that, that could expand their identity scope to include a personal data store. So that's just one example. So we'll look forward to getting on the agenda of a future meeting.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Let me just... could you private message me your email and then I'll coordinate that with you? We do have someone scheduled for 2 weeks from now. So,
okay, sure. I will do that.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Perfect. So the next up on the agenda is working group reports. So it looks like the main identity working group has not met since we last did.
Tim, are you sharing the screen or?
Oh, screen? I'm sorry. I am not. Let me do that. All right. Can you see the working group reports?
Yeah, that's there now.
Thanks. All right. Perfect. Sorry about that. So the main identity working group has not met since we last did. Looks like entity contributors has not met since we did. The Aries working group call looks like they had one yesterday. Was anyone able to attend that call? All right. Well, it looks like they discussed device binding, AATH wrapper for mobile, and proxy ledger access. And if you want to learn more, you can.
Yeah, there was a demo of the AATH wrapper for mobile and the back channels. Very, very interesting work to do interoperability testing, not just of the Aries agents, but also of a mobile agent as well.
Okay.
I don't think the device binding discussion happened. And
the device binding discussion didn't happen?
I don't believe so.
All right. Can edit that later. Good to know. Thank you. Was anyone able to attend the Aries Bifold user group? All right. Looks like they're reviewing some PR. Some theming and their next big projects. So if you want to learn more about that, you can follow the link here. For the Aries agents groups, looks like the Cloud Agent Python user group was a couple days ago. Was anyone able to attend that one?
Yeah, I did attend that as well. A big presentation was the BC Gov, what their plans were, and they presented a deck with their focus and priorities.
Okay.
So I deleted the deck, so it should be posted, I assume, in that compound there.
All right. I will see if I can find that deck after this. And I'll make sure that's tagged here later. Looks like they haven't met. Aries Framework Go. Was anyone able to attend this meeting? All right. Well, it looks like they were working on separating the wallet and DIDCOM functionality. Aries Framework JavaScript. Did anyone go to this? All right. Looks like they were talking about talking to an indie ledger with firewall and some open issues. Looks like that was the same day as our last meeting. Did anyone attend this Aries Framework JavaScript meeting?
Should be. There was one meeting just before this meeting. That's the.
Oh, really?
Yes, it should be. The dates look, yeah, it's every week. So I think it's every week.
That would make sense. I'm not sure what happened there. Did you attend or were you?
Yeah, well, with discussion of the modularity of modularization of AFJ. It's a long, long discussion on multi-tenancy and review of PRs.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Thank you for sharing, and I'll make a note to go and find that. All right. See anything there? Hyperledger Ursa hasn't met. Trust over IP has not met. Looks like the TOIP steering committee had a meeting. Did anyone go to this steering committee meeting? Well, it looks like they introduced CVS Health and discussed the creation of a Dublin mini summit content development team. Interesting. The TOIP communications committee, looks like they had a meeting. Was anyone able to attend this one? All right, well, if you are interested, we have a link to the slide deck here, so you can follow up with that. These haven't met. Looks like the Ecosystem Foundry had a meeting. Was anyone able to attend this? Okay, looks like they had a presentation from ID Pro on the profession of identity. Seems interesting. I'm sure you can find the presentation in there. The DIF DIDCOM working group. I know they've had some big news recently. Did anyone go to this July 11th meeting? All right. Well, I know their big thing was their status was approved by W3C, which is big for them. There was a bunch of buzz on social media about it. And it looks like they are looking to create a blog to kind of show off what they've been up to. June 27th, they haven't met since our last one. June 29th. All right. And has anyone been to the community credentials group for W3C? All right. Well, if you do want to follow up, you can find the agenda here. I apologize. It looks like it will be a short meeting today. Because we were unable to find anyone to present at this meeting to kind of show off, you know, what they've been up to. We do have a presentation scheduled for next time, which will actually be presented by Marco Luthi from Procivis. Marco, would you be interested in introducing yourself and maybe saying a little bit about what you'll be talking about?
Sure, Tim. Let's see, where's the camera? Hi, everyone. I'm Marco Luthi from Procivis AG. We're a Swiss company dealing with smart government solutions, and I will present the design perspectives of SSI and some principles that we've implemented in our product. I think that's the general gist.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. And thank you for turning on the camera and introducing yourself. Awesome. Well, that is pretty much our agenda for today. So everyone can have some time back, and hopefully we'll have a few more people in the next one, and everyone will be excited to see you, Marco. So
looking forward.
All right. Well, thank you all for coming. I'll end the recording now.